Hello everyone and happy Monday. Well, the Australian share market didn't do so well, unfortunately. We had the ASX 200 down 13 points or a fifth of 1%, which means we settled at 6,780. And that's enough to keep us near those two-week lows that were hit just on Friday. To be fair though, it would have been much worse if it wasn't for the mining sector in particular. Some big gains across the board, but some of the standouts there included BHP, Rio and Fortescue. All three surged by about 3% and all three declared some record dividends over the past week with their profit results as well. Travel stocks also stood out, the likes of Flight Centre and Qantas, Corporate Travel and Webjet. They actually surged, and perhaps had a bit to do with the vaccine rollout, which started in Australia today. But also over the past couple of days, there have been a number of media reports suggesting some encouraging fall in infections in Israel, which is a country that many nations look to see what type of impact the vaccinations are actually having on bringing down infection rates. And the reason for this, it's one of the most widely spread vaccinated countries. So about a third of its population now is fully vaccinated. We had a very busy day on the profit reporting front as well, so not enough time to get through all of these companies. But looking at some of the standouts as far as how the market reacted, Costa Group was at the top of the list, lifting by approximately 13%. So it was the best on the ASX 200. The farming group actually swung back to a profit of about $60 million over the past 12 months. It's been recovering from the drought challenges in particular, but also plenty of strong demand and high prices for certain fruits like avocados and also berries too. We had oMedia lifting about 14.5%, and while the company that sells outdoor advertising has struggled a bit when it comes to attracting advertising dollars during the pandemic, it was a bit more optimistic about the future in some of its outlook commentary. McGrath Real Estate up 15%. The company's paying its first dividend, although it is small, its first dividend in about 3.5 years. We also had Macquarie Group in focus. Now, it didn't release its profits today, but it did come out with an outlook upgrade, essentially becoming more optimistic about its short-term outlook, and it now expects for the full year to March to see its profits lift by between 5% and 10%. And a reason for this is essentially the extreme cold weather in Texas, which has increased demand for gas in the state, and that's something that one of its divisions can provide. The Bank of Queensland in focus as well. It was in a trading halt the whole day, and that's because it announced the purchase of ME Bank for about $1.3 billion. And also QBE had a good day, lifting approximately 5.5%. Now tonight, Dow futures pointing to a slight decline on the open, but there's not too much to look forward to as far as economic data in the US. The Aussie dollar finally still around the best levels in about 3 years. It did actually crack 79 US briefly at one point, but has settled now at around 78.8 US. Enjoy the evening.